The following program originated in 1996.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Don Friedman, who's considered by his peers to be one of the most creative pianists in jazz today. He's worked with a terrific variety of musicians, from Ornette Coleman to Clark Terry, which really shows his flexibility and versatility. Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm fine, Marian. Nice to be here. Nice to see you.
It's nice to have you. I've been thinking about this for so many years, and here we finally are doing it. And you know what's nice? We have a bass player today, Gary Mazzarapi on bass. And it's great, you know, we've talked about getting together on the show for a long time. And I'm sorry it's taken so long, but it's really nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Thank you. When I think how long I've known you, and I remember I went out and bought probably one of your early records, the one called Circle Waltz.
Yes, that was one of my first records for Riverside, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny, I always remember that, not because only of the tune, which is so nice, but that has a wonderful cover.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's a beautiful painting.
A beautiful painting, yes, and I have that on an LP. I don't know if it ever came out on the CD, did it?
Yes, it was reissued. Japanese reissue on a
CD.
Well,
it's really nice, but anyway... I'd love to hear you play something, and since we've got Gary here, maybe we'll do something together.
Okay, so I figured a good thing to do when you have two people playing together is Alone Together.
Perfect.
Okay.
Such interesting harmonic changes. Yeah. When did you start hearing all those things? Years ago?
Yeah, I guess I started hearing things after I... I started listening to jazz at about 16 or 17 years old. And ever since then, I've been listening to all different people and records and things like that. So I've, you know, picked up things as I've gone along.
Well, who do you think... I mean, I've got a good idea myself, but who were your influences when you were starting out?
One of my first influences, of course, when I started playing jazz was way back in the early 50s, middle 50s, and Bud Powell was one of my favorite pianists at that time. And subsequently, I've listened to and been influenced by many different piano players.
I hear a little Bill Evans in there.
Bill Evans, of course, is one of my favorites, and...
Who were the first jazz people you heard outside of Bud Powell?
Some of the first people that I heard play live jazz were Lee Konitz, Connie Condoli, and Frank Rossellino.
Out there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of all kinds of things I want to ask you, but I guess it probably would be nice if you play another tune first, and then
sure.
I'll quiz you a bit afterwards. What else would you like to do?
Oh, I'll do a Dave Brubeck tune, which was actually the very first record that I ever heard was the jazz record was a Dave Brubeck record. So this is a tune called In Your Own Sweet Way.
Great. Thank you. You know, that tune is probably the most successful one that Dave Brubeck wrote. Mm. And while you were playing it, I was thinking about the octet that Dave had in San Francisco. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, that was the fact. That was the very first jazz recording that I ever heard. Was the Dave Brubeck octet? Yeah,
it was. That was such a terrific group. But that tune, In Your Own Sweet Way, it's funny. Now, how did that get that flatted fifth on the end? Play that thing, you know, like the first part. Yes. Now, Dave didn't write that, did he?
No, he didn't. I don't think he did. I, in fact, I've played it like this so long, I don't even know how he originally wrote it. But I know that I'm pretty sure that this came from Miles Davis' version.
It probably did, because when Miles recorded it, it was like getting the Good Housekeeping seal. If Miles had recorded it, yeah, the rest of us could. You know,
right.
That kind of thing. Well, you know, it's time for us to do a duet. We should do. Do something together. What about Yesterday's? Would you like to try that?
Sure.
See if we can get together.
Okay.
Well, you start it, and then I'll play a couple. Okay. And then you play a couple, and then we'll wing it from there.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And maybe we should let Gary Mazzarappi play on this one. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Such a good tune to improvise on. I notice you've got your own set of changes for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, that was really nice. I think we play pretty well together.
Oh, that was. I thought that was great.
Considering we never did it before.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I was going to ask you about composing. As I know, I said earlier, I always liked that Circle Waltz that you wrote, but. You must have done some more things.
Yeah, well, I've just recently, in the last year or so, I wrote another waltz. This one I dedicated to my wife, and I call it Waltz for Marilyn.
Oh, we should play that.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And it's very kind of rhapsodic, and it's got different parts to it. That Marilyn must be some dame.
That's a good way
no,
to put
she,
it.
She must be really thrilled about that. And I was thinking while you were playing it, I would love to hear that played with an orchestra. Like, do you ever do things orchestrally?
I really haven't, but that's a great idea.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just going to ask you whether any things that you might think of doing for the future, maybe that should be one. Because I notice all your pieces have this wonderful sort of rhapsodic quality. There's another one of yours, Seas Breeze. Oh, I love that. I think that's great. Uh-huh. So you've got all these things going. I'd love to hear that with an orchestra.
That's a great idea. Okay, I got to get working on that.
You know, it would be nice if we do a ballad together.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
How about These Foolish Things?
Yeah, it's great too.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.